G'day, footy gospel around the groundlings. Dave Brown here with your SANFL wrap. More South Australian than a West End draft spider. Ooh. Only half of round 10 was played last weekend, so we can keep it snappy. Both games are on Sunday in a crowless weekend, and I very happily tipped both games entirely incorrectly. First off, at Unley Oval, in what I'm tipping as the grand final preview, for what it's worth, the resurgent Sturt Double Blues took out the AFL Reserve's menace in Port Adelaide, 14-8-98-9-6-60. It was basically Sturt versus Brett Eddy, as the Double Blues had 9 goal scorers in their 14, while Eddy kicked 6 of Port's 9. Sam Cahoon had a cracker against his old side with 29 touches and a goal, while Battersby strengthens an already strong midfield at Sturt, a couple of weeks back from his injury. 30 touches and 7 tackles for him. For the Power, only Eddy did himself any great favours. Once again, a few who maybe aren't going to be pushing for an AFL berth anytime soon. Then, at the same time over at Noarlunga, South Adelaide lost their third straight home game, as an undermanned Norwood outfit grimly held on 10-8-68 to 8-12-60. Norwood would be over the moon with that win, despite almost giving up a 6-goal lead in the last quarter. Missing their first 3 midfielders chosen in Mitch Grigg, Matt Panos and Tim Webber, the last injuring his knee not too badly, thankfully, early in the match, the Redlegs succeeded playing a brand of high-pressure football. Brad McKenzie just continues to really impress in his first season at the Redlegs, while Matthew Nunn had his best game in the navy jumper with the red trim. 3 goals to Johnston and Shenton. In the end, South kicked themselves out of it, missing 3 of their last 4 shots on goal. Nick Little was really good in the mids, while Sam Overall up forward had a classic forward-defender duel with Alex Giorgio. The backman got the biscuits in the end. 3 pretty impressive goals too to Richard Newell in just his second match for the season. This weekend sees the remaining 3 matches for this round, all on Saturday, with Glenelg hosting Woodville West Torrens, Central District hosting Adelaide Crows Reserves, and West Adelaide hosting North Adelaide. It will be a really intriguing match down at the Bay as the Tigers try to consolidate top 5 position and the Eagles just keep winning on top of the ladder despite their so-so form. Glenelg to win this one for mine. The Baby Crows should be good enough to beat Centrals if they're interested enough, while Westies have a good chance to get on the winners list. Let's optimistically say they will. Adelaide Women's Div 1 was back last weekend too, with 3 matches on. On Saturday, Salisbury absolutely flogged Modbury 151-12. Hopefully the Hawks got a good look at best on ground Chelsea Randall, showing how the best go about it. In the other Saturday game, Adelaide Uni continued to take all before it, beating West Adelaide 76 to absolutely nothing. Norwood Premiership duo Ruth Wallace and Sophie Lee were the 2 best for Adelaide Uni, Wallace kicking a lazy 6. And finally on Sunday, Morfettville Park got back on track, blowing away Port Adelaide 94-7. I think we might have an evenness issue in this comp. State player Caitlin Swanson kicked 6 for Morphies and was considered best on ground. No great topics for discussion this week. If you're looking for your cockles to be warmed, though, go and check out Malcolm Ashwood's report from Norwood's game on the Footy Almanac website and the experience they gave a lifelong fan who is not in the best of health. The SANFL still retains great meaning for many of us. We should enjoy it while it lasts. And look, you know, if we're getting too upset about the AFL Hall of Fame, perhaps rather than worrying about the nomenclature, let's wonder about whether that's actually right. Catch you later.